You know why I got that reward, right? I got a kiss, you know, only because I gave her a gift, right? No. You guys know better than that. I want to see if you recognize the words to this hymn. Jesus, sinners will receive, even me he has forgiven. And when I this earth must leave, I shall find an open heaven. Dying still to him I cleave, Jesus sinners will receive. Did you know that Jesus is in the receiving business? He receives and welcomes sinners, and you and I qualify. Our gospel reading for tonight, some translations use the word receive, some use the translation of welcome. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the Father, Jesus says. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, Jesus says. Or whoever receives you receives me, Jesus says. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. That is the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, it's a package deal. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You can't have one without the other. It's a package deal. You can't receive me and not receive Jesus. You can't receive Jesus and not receive the Father. You can't say, well, I love Jesus, but I hate the church. You can't say, well, I'm a disciple and not be an apostle. A couple of weeks ago, as we were looking at Matthew chapter 10, Jesus' sermon on mission, I quoted you a statement from Karl Barth. And Karl Barth says, either a church is a missionary church or it is no church at all. Disciples are missionaries. Disciples are apostles. We are sent out ones, and Matthew 10 is the second of five sermons, five teaching discourses in the Gospel of St. Matthew. And in our Gospel for tonight, we hear about welcome and receiving. You heard the word again and again and again and again and again and again, right? And rewards several times. So obviously, when you go to the Gospel of Matthew, you know that God has a rewards program. Receiving rewards. Receiving rewards. And I'll give you the punchline right now. The receiving is the reward. The receiving is the reward. It shouldn't surprise us. Jesus revealed it in his first sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. It began with that overture called the Beatitudes. And in the overture, Jesus ends that preface to the Sermon on the Mount by saying, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad because your reward is great in heaven. That's what they did to the prophets who came before you. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward is great. And then in the Sermon on the Mount, we hear it every year on Ash Wednesday, chapter 6, Jesus says, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. You see, what Jesus will say in Matthew 6 is, it is assumed that disciples will pray and fast and give alms. And there's going to be a reward. Here's the question. Do you want a temporary reward or an eternal reward? Do you want the praise of people, a pat on the back, or do you want the praise and commendation of God? What is it that you want when it comes to rewards? I mean, there's all kinds of rewards programs. If you got a Panera card, like during my vacation, two or three times I got a notification, only four more visits, only two more visits, and you get a free meal. A pick two. You know, and sometimes you get really lucky where they send you a notification. If you have a Panera card, you're signed up. They want to give customer patronage, loyalty, rewards. So sometimes you get lucky, huh? And you get like a free bagel every day for a month. There's lots of perks. Stay in a certain hotel chain a numerous number of times, and then you're going to earn a reward, a free night stay. It's all over the place, right? So we understand what Jesus is saying in the Gospel of Matthew. He's talking about rewards, and we understand rewards. In other words, you get something if you do something. If you show loyalty, for example, and you always shop at Kohl's, they'll give you some Kohl's cash. But there's a catch, because you can't use it right away. And there's like an expiration time period when you can and can't use it, right? There's always some, if you will, gimmicks that come with the perks or the rewards. So Jesus' question is, when you fast, do it in secret. When you pray, do it in secret. When you give, do it in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. What do you want? Temporary or eternal rewards? What do you want? The praise of people or the praise of God? That's the question, isn't it, when it comes to receiving rewards. In Matthew chapter 10, which before there was the time, you know, when there were chapter and verse divisions, the sermon really begins at the end of chapter 9. You already know that. But we talk about chapter 10, the sermon on mission. And we've heard that text or a portion of Matthew 10 during the past few weeks. You know that Jesus starts his sermon by doing a visual. Look out there. You see what I see? The disciples go, yeah, a crop, it's harvest time, yeah. Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful. Look at it. We're talking about a bumper crop. But the laborers are few. What do? Well, you pray. Not just haphazardly or, you know, when you get a spare minute. But you pray earnestly, Jesus says. You ask the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers into his harvest, into his harvest. You see, God does not want to lose any of his crop. God weeps when his harvest comes to ruin, loss, or waste. So we pray earnestly. And then what's the surprise? We become the answer to our own praying. Disciples become apostles and they get sent out. And Jesus says, you ready to go? And then he gives them a little bit of a warning. He doesn't soft sell it. He's not making it palatable. He's not sugarcoating it and promising this wonderful earthly rewards program. He says, this is what you can expect. This is what you'll receive. You know how people treat me? That's how they're going to treat you. You're going to go taking the gospel to people. You're going to be ambassadors for Christ. And what are you going to do? Well, you're going to heal the sick. You're going to cast out demons. You're going to raise the dead. You're going to preach good news to the poor. And a bunch of them are going to spit in your face. Some of them are going to slam the door in your face. How do you respond? Well, if they don't want to give you any hospitality, don't even take their dust with you. Just shake it off. Move on. The kingdom is at hand, you know. What else can you expect? Well, you're going to be hated. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be imprisoned. You're going to be put to death. You're going to be betrayed by even the members of your own family. Imagine that. Always looking over your shoulder, not knowing who you can actually trust or who's out to get you. Don't be afraid, Jesus says. You heard those words last week. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but they can't touch the soul. And then he uses another visual aid. You see those sparrows over there? Two of them for a penny. That's a good deal. Not one falls to the ground without your Father. The hairs of your head, the hairs of your head are all numbered. You are of much more value than many sparrows. You know the song. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Not just on the July 4th. I sing. Why? Because his eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. So don't be afraid, Jesus says. It's not going to be easy. I mean, whoever wants to save their life is going to lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. So take up your cross. Bear the cross. You see, he's not going to soft sell the mission. It's going to be brutal. In fact, he says, you're my sheep. I'm your shepherd. And I'm sending you out in the midst of wolves. That's what it's about. And then we get to the punchline in our gospel for tonight, the end of the sermon, when Jesus says, so let's talk about receiving. Rather than just rejection and all the pain and stuff you're going to get, let's talk about the ones who receive you. Guess what they're going to get? Wait a minute. I don't care what they get. What do I get? What's my reward for all of this? Jesus says, you're putting the cart before the horse. This is what they get. Whoever receives you receives me, Jesus says. And whoever receives me receives the Father. It's a package deal. And then Jesus says, so if they receive a prophet, because he's a prophet, they get a prophet's reward. And if they receive a righteous person, someone who has been made righteous through the blood of Jesus, cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, they'll receive a righteous person's reward. And if they receive a little one who bears the name of Jesus, a disciple, if they even give that one a cup of cold water, which means you got to go running out to the well because that other water is just going to be sitting there stale all day long. A little bit of work involved. They will by no means ever lose their reward. Well, you can see why people like Peter, who kind of spoke often on behalf of the other disciples, would say, well, wait a minute. We've left everything. I mean, we've left our family. We've left our homes. We've left our jobs. We've left. What do we get? What's our reward? And Jesus says to Peter, your reward? There's no one that has left what they have for the kingdom who will not receive more land, more possessions, more mothers, more family, the kingdom with persecutions. That's what you get. A reward that cannot be taken away from God's little ones, his disciples, his sent out ones. An everlasting reward. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you crave? I mean, you really want just these little perks? I'm not saying that, you know, a Panera card is bad or stickers are bad. They're good. Don't get me wrong. But if that's all we can imagine, if we can't imagine something more than just the temporary, if we can't have our eyes on the eternal, Jesus says in Matthew 10, there's going to be rewards. And for some, it'll be punishments. And for others, it'll be perks. In fact, the ones who don't receive you, it'll be more tolerable for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment. Why? Because they rejected you? No, because when they don't receive you, they don't receive Jesus. And there's salvation under no other name. When they reject you, when they don't welcome you, they reject and fail to receive the Savior and his gift of salvation. And the Father who gives us life everlasting through the offering of his Son. Now, there's lots of rewards programs, and I bet you if I asked you to raise your hands, you'd probably say, yeah, I got a few of those. You know, JCPenney's, they give out some stuff like every once in a while on your birthday or Father's Day or Mother's Day, spend 10, get 10. It's like $10 of free cash. Or, you know me, I'm always looking for a good deal. So I've got a Delta credit card because they gave me 60,000 free miles. And I've got a Southwest Airlines credit card because they gave me 50,000 free miles. And I've already taken two trips and I still have enough miles left for a third. And I used to have a credit card with Alaska Airlines. I cashed it in because there's no benefit anymore, but I still get to keep my 40,000 miles. Here's the kicker. I have never even paid 1 cent of interest on any credit card that I have. Never. I won't do it. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Julie and I are going to fly out to a wedding in Washington. Some dear friends, their daughter's getting married. And then we get to go to Portland to see her sister and family. We'll do a week of vacation, right? So we needed a couple of airline tickets. Well, I got these perks. So my wife is going to fly on Delta. And I'm going to fly on Alaska. And you say, are you nuts, Pastor Dave? Just to save yourselves $300 a piece, you're going to fly on two different airlines? I go, no, you're not listening. Delta and Alaska Airlines are companion airlines. We're going to be on the same plane sitting right next to each other, and we'll check the baggage under Julie's name with Delta, because one of the perks is free luggage. I understand rewards. Not because I deserve it, and not because I did anything to earn it. Be as wise as a serpent and as innocent as a dove, Jesus said. Keep your eyes open. Be smart. Not that hard, huh? Even for someone like me. Jesus is in the receiving business. And so are we. You see, the receiving is the reward. You receive me, you get Jesus, and you get God the Father. I receive you, a little one, a disciple. And I receive Jesus, and I receive your Heavenly Father too. What kind of a reward do we want? Something temporary and earthly, or something that's eternal and everlasting? Like forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting in heaven. You see, the one who promises the reward, Jesus, is the one who delivers the reward, Jesus. And the reward is Jesus. That's why Paul says, for me to live is Jesus. And for me to die is more Jesus. That's what heaven is all about. That's what God's reward program is all about. Some people, they miss out on the eternal rewards because they're so preoccupied with this earthly stuff. When we were in Connecticut, Julie and I, we wanted to treat our family to a meal, so we went to Texas Roadhouse. And we were welcomed and received by our server, Chris. I mean, this guy had a smile over his face. He was being overly kind and nice. Now, is that because hospitality and welcome and receiving is in his DNA? Because it's his spiritual gift? Maybe. Or maybe he was playing us for a bigger tip. You be the judge. We had a wonderful meal. We had excellent service. And then the bill came. $100. You can imagine what Chris is thinking. This is going to be a pretty nice tip. But we had 4 rewards coupons. You know, the kind they give out in school when kids read books? And then they get a reward? A free kids' meal at Texas Roadhouse. So we put that in, and the server, Chris, he says, you can only use one of these. I mean, suddenly this tiger bounce in his step was disappearing. And my son Joshua, I mean, he's a physics major. He teaches advanced physics, you know, AP physics. So he's kind of into the law. He knows how the law works. And he says, no, I read the stuff on these coupons, and it says 1 free kids' meal with each adult entree. We got 6 adults here. We only got the 4 coupons. We're good. Well, Chris, who was like that before, bubbly, smiles, all smiles. I'll have to check this with my manager. Well, he comes back and realizes that we can use all 4 of those. And so the bill has gone from $100 down to $80, and he probably sees the decline in his tip. And it's a noticeable frown on his face. I mean, his demeanor had changed. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. You see what happens when we expect earthly rewards? When tipping of everyone and everything becomes entitlement and expectation or a subsidy for low wages? Well, we gave him a $30 tip. That's 30% tip on the $100. I think that's pretty good. Why did we do it? Guilt? No. Oh, because Chris deserved it? Oh. We were just in a generous, celebrative mood. That's what little ones are, disciples. Prophets, the righteous ones, they're in a generous, celebrative mood. Here's the thing. I was baptized into the kingdom of God when I was 13 days old. 60 years I've been receiving the grace of God. More could I ask for? You see, all I need, having been given the kingdom, I just need one thing, to get into the fields and make sure that none of the crop is lost. I don't care about the praise of people. I hope you don't either. Oh, man, I just want the praise of God, you know? And won't it be great when someone else receives us, receives Jesus, receives the Father, receives forgiveness and resurrection and eternal life and endless grace? You tell me, isn't that reward enough? You see? The receiving is the reward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.